Adam, you're happy with the end margin result?
Yep, it was a bit of a grind. Not sure it looked too pretty, but I thought for the most part we handled ourselves pretty well and a bit fumbly early. What they were giving us and what we responded with was, I don't know, just warranted a tight tussle. That I think they had 97 tackles, so the pressure was there and we weren't great with our ball use, but I thought we grinded away and found a way to have a reasonable win.
A flat start, was that a product of their game plan, as you said, the 6 day break at all?
Not quite sure. Yeah, I just 2 weeks in a row we've just been a bit off at the start of the games. So I'm not sure if that fueled anything. We had a couple of injuries early too. I think three or four guys come off with knocks and we just weren't settled and they were up and about, albeit after 10 minutes I think it was one goal all. So to be off like that and still be in the game is important, because the last time we did that here was Fremantle and it was 10 goals to zero. So like I said, it was a grind game.
So a lot of the heavy congestion, probably for the whole game, but certainly that first quarter or so, does Essendon cause that by pushing them all in around the ball?
I think we contributed as well. If someone sends an extra to the stoppage and you're not winning the clearances, then you've got to equalise, and then we might send an extra, and then so it was a bit of cat and mouse going there, and it probably gave us a bit of stability behind the ball, and it would look like it would have been pretty hard to score against, and same with us, but we found a way as the game went to get through it.
Some of the issues probably come up weekly now, but probably since the Port game when you played Lacroix on the ball more, Wellingham behind the play a bit, you're persisting with those, and how are you assessing their contributions?
I'm really happy with Sharrod. Yeah, I think he's part of a back six now that have got full commitment to each other, and he's part of a unit with Brad Shepherd as well. They're getting the job done and they're doing it as a unit.
Looking now, you'll play a third game in 12 days next Friday night. Can you explain how you'll handle that? And will part of that be to keep your emergencies out of East Perth tomorrow? Do you sort of start to plan?
Yeah, we've had to plan it. It's not ideal to have I'm not complaining, but just reality. We've got 2 6-day breaks in a row going into state against a side that's had 15 days off. So we had to plan this, and we've got a squad available for next week that some won't play tomorrow. Some won't play that aren't even in the emergency. So
can you name those, or is that going too far? Certainly,
I think
three
emergencies. Scotty Lyce, it's not going to play tomorrow. Who else was?
Mason.
Fraser.
Jackson.
Jackson Nelson.
Yeah.
Plus our emergencies. We'll have a look at that tonight, see how we are with our injuries.
Yeah, that was part of my question as well. So McGovern didn't finish, and Sharrod looked as though he had a shin and so on. Can you explain where they're at? Are they players that now have to be looked at for this week?
Yeah, we'll see how they pull up. Yeah, I think Gov had a corky. He carried it for most of the game. So. Find out tomorrow, but I think everyone's okay.
Is next Friday night, perhaps from where you've evolved, sitting second, changed a lot of how things are working? Is next weekend, next Friday, your best chance to show that you are a genuine item in this competition now?
I've gone past that. Yeah, I'm not really thinking about trying to prove ourselves against a top four team or flat track bullies and that sort of stuff. I think as a group, we're not living in that space. So. I'm glad you're onto Richmond already, almost as quick as we did. So we're going to move on really quick. We've already reviewed the game, and we'll prepare for Richmond tomorrow. So
you've even reviewed today's win.
Yeah. Sharp.
No time to celebrate.
No, we haven't got time. Yeah, we're flying out on Wednesday, so we've got to move on.
How'd you assess Jack and Xavier coming back up the long way?
Thought X was a little bit scratchy with his ball use. That's his main strength, so I'm sure he'll be okay with that. And Jack was just good to get him through the game. He provided, some really good goals for us when we needed it. So he was never going to be at his absolute best, but I think he got through with no pain, and he looks physically capable of playing a full game.
You did mention coming in, I think, the concerns about the structure slightly changing. How did you assess how that happened?
It's pretty hard to tell today because there was numbers everywhere, and as you would have seen, the game was a different looking game than perhaps it normally would be. So it's hard to tell.
How do you gauge the two home games that you've had, where you've played Nick and Callum have had significant advantages in the ruck against sort of part-timers? Does that change the nature of the game, and how do you handle that as a coach, given the way the stoppages are structured up?
That's a good question. I think that the Geelong and today we've had teams with a different type of system to try and negate our rucks, but also get the ascendancy at the stoppages. I think it's just part of the tactics you've got to deal with. I mean, a lot of clubs are doing it at the moment. I'm not sure how successful it is over a long period of time. All I know is I'm happy that we've got two really good ruckmen that can hold their own, and we've got to adapt each week. And I think our rucks, to their credit, have done the job that we expect them to do. However, it's a challenge every week. But I think we're in a good position. I'm glad we're the ones with the rucks.
How much more potent do you think you can become even now when Jack settles back and Lecrae's playing two roles and Josh?
Yeah. I'm not really thinking about that, to be honest. I think our defence is what's really pleasing me at the moment. You know, we kept the team under 50 points. I think we're in the top three or four in the comp for scores against. So our attack's built off the back of that, and I'm sure every coach would say the same thing. But yeah, the potency of our forward line, we were potent last year and we didn't manage to get the job done. So I'm more pleased with what we're doing off the ball at the moment.
On McGovern, was there any risk in not subbing him out until three-quarter time?
Well, it's just a strange one. With the corker, how long can you hold out for? So in the end, we made the right decision. I don't know if he's going to come up this week. There's a double corky, but I think he may be a chance, and hopefully the last quarter helped him sub him out.
Just on Andrew Gaff, he's had, I think, four 30-plus touch games in a row. Has his emergence as a regular big ball winner been a massive plus for you this season?
Yeah, it's been pretty good since I've been here. You know, I think there was a perception about Andrew when I got here that I think he's proved a few people wrong, and he gets run with most weeks and still finds the ball and contributes in different ways as well. So happy with his game, but you know, he doesn't get carried away with it, and that's just the way he goes at the moment.
Is he winning more of his own ball than how we did perceive him before you got here then?
I don't know. No. I know he's winning enough of his own ball now. I couldn't tell you before I got here.
And just quickly, did you plan for Jack to play a full game? Jack Dallin?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Wouldn't have pulled him out.
We've got a few guys that we look at three-quarter time. He would have been one of them, but no.
Is Jack doing anything different, or like Yo, is he just benefiting from extra games and continuity?
I think he's 22. 23. Today. Okay, there you go. So he's still finding out, you know, his strengths and weaknesses and how he works through different situations. So we've got some midfielders that are still young. Now, Yo's 21. So there's still some development there, I think, until you get 24, 25. Unless you're an exceptional, you know, elite A-grader straight away, which there's some around. But these guys are still working on their craft.
Just back on Gov, do you have the confidence that maybe Tommy Barras could come in and play a role against a Richmond lineup that's gone big the last couple of weeks?
We'll have to look at it. Yeah, for sure. He's our next in line. So, you know, bat two. Don't know. Find out. Find out tomorrow.
Matt Rosa, will he play tomorrow for East Perth?
I think so. Yeah, we'll get some minutes in, Matt. He's missed 6 weeks, so we probably need him just to tick some minutes over. But he'd definitely be available next week if he gets through.
So he'd be a chance then to go against Richmond?
I would have thought so. It's a 5-day break for East Perth. So once again, we need to manage everything. Thank you.